At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Were you scrolling on Instagram over there?
Not really. I was just checking out where Tom Brady was on Long Island this week.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
What was he doing?
He was playing golf out at the Hills. That's the Discovery Land property out there in Quogg.
Oh, and that's open now, huh?
Well, I don't know if it's open. It may be a soft opening. They may just be letting, you know, people like Tom, who's been involved with Discovery for a long
time. People like Tom,
Well, Tom's been involved with Discovery Properties for a long time.
Yeah.
And so he was out there with his son, Jet, via Bridget Moynihan.
Mm.
And Jet looks great.
Jet looks taller than Tom in that picture.
He does, yeah. And I guess I was reading about how Tom's former teammates and people in his life are busting his chops that, you know, his son is bigger than he is.
Well, yeah. I hope that son throw footballs, too?
That's the point. Like, you know, here's a guy who's got the same jawline as Tom Brady, and he's bigger than Tom Brady. Give that kid a contract. I don't know whether or not he's a football player or not. I'm not sure.
I don't even know how old he is. I have no clue. I don't know anything about him.
Yeah.
Except that he looks like Tom, and they posted some pictures yesterday.
So you and I have played a number of Discovery properties, including Silo Ridge.
That's right.
So Long Island is going to be getting another five-star golf course. Just what we need.
And Tom Brady's out there already. Yes, of course. Just another one out there.
Yeah, so it looks good. It you know, from the background shots and everything, it must be a soft opening or something.
I'm sure it's absolutely spectacular, just like every one of their places are.
You know, interesting story about the Discovery Land Corporation. I think their first property was a golf course. I'm pretty sure it was their first property. It's a golf course in Scottsdale called Estancia.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine, Bob Bird, who's no longer with us, was a builder. And he was building their clubhouse. And they actually gave him the opportunity to buy two memberships to this place.
Ooh.
So this was back in like 1994 or 1993.
Okay.
And I basically bought into it like immediately. And unfortunately, I let that membership go years back, but it was really one of the best golf course setups and clubhouse setups that I'd ever seen up to that point.
Yeah, and we've seen amazing things at a Silo Ridge and Summit Club out in Vegas.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. So the Discovery property lands and property programs are just second to none.
Best in the world.
They know how to do it. Yeah.
Best in the world.
That's why Tom Brady's there.
You know how sometimes you say, like, what is it, Beetlejuice three times into a mirror and Beetlejuice shows up or whatever?
Yes.
When you say Dan and Carteret's name on the air, he shows up. So here he is, Dan and Carteret, New Jersey, on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, yeah, I had every intention on calling in this morning before you even mentioned my name before the last break. So it's just, what is that, coincidence?
Oh, serendipity coincidence. Or something, right? All right.
Are you on your way to the U.S. Open right now?
No, I'm not. Okay. You know, hey, Gio, I can understand why Boomer said that you looked like a little kid sitting on the gurney with your legs kicking. Because for most people that are sitting on a gurney, that's the case. But if Boomer was sitting on a gurney, not only would his feet touch the floor, but his barely functioning boom-posh schlong would almost touch the floor, too.
Wow. Man, oh, man, what an unnecessary shot.
Yeah, I don't know why you're doing that.
Why are you going after?
That says that you were bringing bobbleheads to this tennis player. I wasn't the one that brought that up.
I hear you. Well, listen, I've been sitting on this topic since June when it was a tentative agreement. So let me give you a little bit of the backstory.
Tentative agreement. Okay.
Yeah, several, and Gio will be able to back me up when I get to the end of this, because earlier this week, Gio said that, Boomer, you hate it when he slings facts at you to debunk your takes. We also know Gio is the king of scuttlebutt. So several weeks ago, Boomer, you were Phil was hosting with you. I called in to talk about it then. You guys didn't touch on the topic. I told you I had two things to sling at you, but you hit the button on me after I slung the first thing. Gio was off that Friday golfing with Jerry. The next Friday, Gio was hosting with you, but Fleegs was answering the phone because Al was off, and Fleegs was a strong gatekeeper. You did touch on the topic, but 40 minutes later when I got through, he's like, they're not going back to that. They're not interested. And he shot me down, which I was kind of offended by because, you know, I'm the George Washington. I'm the Mount Rushmore of callers to the show. Fleeg should have recognized my VIP status and put me on the air. Anyway, that brings us to today. I'm sure you're aware that Hamilton County and the Cincinnati Bengals have come to an agreement on a large sum of money for a lease extension and renovations to Paycor Stadium, Cincinnati Bengals Stadium.
Yes, I'm very aware of that. They have probably the best agreement with the local government of any other professional team in their respective cities. Yes.
Okay. So this is where I hope Gio can back me up. And like I said, because he goes with facts and he's the king of scuttlebutt. I heard that part of those renovations are the Bengals are going to erect a bronze statue of a one Boomer Esiason. But their only reservation is when they make the head of that statue true to size, they're afraid the statue will topple over and break.
Wow. Dan is just...
he's on fire.
Firing at you for reasons unknown. I mean, he went after your head size. He also implied...
impotence?
Impotence, yes. Implied impotence. That was a strange one. That was one of the more bizarre phone calls that Dan's ever made. He went through how he didn't get on the air and Fleegs and Al and this and starts with a shot, ends with a shot.
It was a long road.
He also got Hamilton County in there somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Paycor Stadium.
Yep.
What'd you do to him?
I have no idea.
I give him credit for my boom-pa nickname.
Yeah. That's
so,
right.
I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. You're the one that's making fun of his bobblehead love.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here going, oh, I didn't realize that he had such an affinity for bobbleheads. What do you think he does with those bobbleheads?
It displays them, you know,
Anything else?
In the Schwartz household. You know, just displays them. Check out these bobbleheads that I have acquired. Eddie, you're a Dan translator. What do you think it is? Is he still upset about the Boomer reaction to the gifts that he gave us? Is that what this is?
Freaking drama.
Oh, that is that's in there for sure.
Yeah, but the thing about it is with him, like, I think he has man hands. He works. He's a hard worker. He's like a thick sumbitch, you know, that kind of guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. It's like your guy out there in Sable that you want that wrestler to try to take down.
Oh, by the way, we set that up for the fundraiser. So
there's
a Sable wrestling fundraiser that's happening, and it is officially going down, fully sanctioned, where the 17-year-old 120-pound wrestler is going to try to, in 1 minute, take down a 240-pound, 58-year-old man who looks like a stump.
All right, yes. Okay, that's Stumpy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the kind of guy that you would think Dan is.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
So, where's... it doesn't... you know,
there's the side-by-side on CBS
Stumpy
Sports.
Between Stumpy and Dan, I mean, like, why so much drama? Like, the stereotypical guy that Dan is supposed to be, no drama. But he's all drama.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying. Like, usually, like, the guy who's the blue-collar guy and does the hard work and all that stuff doesn't get wrapped up in his feelings.
Exactly.
And Dan seems to do that
from time to time.
I have no idea why, but...
I mean, going after... I mean...
Let it go. Just let it go.
Well, you know, I mean, he's got that, what do you call it? He's harboring negativity towards you.
Go to therapy. Whiny biatch.
Wow. That's Dan's best friend on this show is Eddie, and Eddie just called him a whiny biatch via drop, so now you're out. Watch out. He's going to talk about your penis next and how it's not functioning. I'm going to go right after you. He's working on a diabetes joke as we speak. You know it and I know it. But anyway, yeah, so it's a surprising thing, but that's where he decided to go. And yesterday, you know, we're talking some NFL around NFL adjacent with Tom Brady and the bronze statue that's not going to happen at Paycor Stadium with Boomer. But you had some trades yesterday. I mean, it was like wild that every team decided that yesterday was going to be a trade day. And I still think there could be more to come, especially with the situations with the big players, Micah Parsons, Terry McLaurin, you know, not having been resolved. I still think Terry McLaurin ends up being a Commander. I don't know so much about Micah Parsons, but this just showed you that there are general managers still very, very active.
Oh, there's moving and shaking going on. There's no question about it. By the way, NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can count on much these days. You can't count on much these days. Damn, I keep getting that wrong. But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Yeah.
Better they snuck that one in there as opposed to talking to your about your male cheerleaders yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. You couldn't get through the read at that point.
Well, I mean, it was all the nonsense going on around me at the time.
Mm-hmm. And Jerry and I doing the be aggressive cheer for you.
I love that.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive. B-E-A-G-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-E. Yeah.
I could see you being like a male cheerleader.
No,
back in the day.
No way. You know how limber they have to be, those guys?
I know, but not
strong.
Not like a dance cheerleader, like the, you know.
No, I'm talking about those guys.
You want to be the bass cheerleader like you see in college.
No way. I could never. Those guys are strong. They're in shape. I wouldn't be able to hoist up a lady like that. Be able to hold her up.
A lady?
A young, what do you want me to call her?
I don't know. A cheerleader.
I wouldn't be able to hoist up a cheerleader like that.
Right.
I don't have the strength, the upper body strength to be able to do that. But I appreciate you thinking that I could, because those guys are in shape. Frank in Syosset, what's going on, Frank?
I'm disappointed in you guys. Maybe. Robert Plant's birthday, 77 years old. Boomer, you're a big Led Zeppelin guy. Yesterday.
Yeah, I know that, and you want to know whether or not, I think you want to know whether or not, or why I didn't do a sports minute on Robert Plant.
Well, I didn't hear you play any Zeppelin, and usually you like to play Zeppelin. I know you like Zeppelin.
Oh, I love Zeppelin, I do, 100%. And my man, Al Dukes over there, that's his department. He usually brings back the music every now and again. We'll give him a suggestion, and he'll allow us to play some of our music.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was Mr. Plant's birthday.
So that's on Al Dukes there, Frank, not me.
Okay, he missed the boat on that one.
Yeah,
thanks,
he did. Guys. All right.
All right, Frank.
Thanks.
There you go.
You, how dare you not mention Robert Plant's birthday in a sports minute. Do you ever do a non-sports birthday shout-out?
No.
It's always a sports birthday
shout-out.
It's got to
be somebody that's involved in sports in some way, shape, or form, yes.
Okay. It's not. It's never one time have you gone into the realm of acting or music or politics or
no.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
It's called the sportsman.
No, I understand, but you know, we talk about all sorts of stuff on this show.
We do, but that is called a sports minute, which means it's sports related.
Yeah.
Now it could be an owner of a team, you know, could be a coach of a team, could be a player, could be a former player that turned 99. Something like that, just to kind of remember how great that player was or she was.
Do you have one today? Birthday shout out?
I do, but I don't want to let it out of the bag.
Why?
Why?
You think
why?
It really is going to be a big spoiler for your birthday shout out?
No, I just, you know, it's not something that I normally want to.
What? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just, you know, it's just not something that I want to let out of the bag. It's, I think it's something that, you know, people should wait for. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. Let's go to Larry in Indiana. Long time no talk, Larry. How are you?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
We're doing great,
Larry. How are you doing there, my man?
Well, not too good. I tried calling yesterday, fellas. You guys were talking about Eddie giving all these man hugs and all these hugs to everybody. You know, when I was at kickoff the summer, he never even hugged me.
Yeah, that's surprising.
Was it my cologne? Or?
No. Eddie does not discriminate with hugs. I mean, he would have hugged you if there was an opportunity. Did you meet Eddie at all?
No, I didn't.
Okay, yeah. So that's what it is.
No, I seen him walking around.
Yeah, so
going
that,
up and down the stairs a couple times. Yeah.
That's what happened. If Eddie would have met you and you said, "I'm Larry from Indiana," he would have said, "Come on, come in here, and we're gonna hug."
Okay.
And I'm going to lift you up.
He kind of hurt my feelings, but hey, and thank you guys for releasing Daniel Jones. I was so glad. I knew from the minute he signed with the Colts, he was taking Anthony Richardson's job.
Yeah, I mean, but Daniel Jones stinks too, Larry. I mean, you understand this, right?
Yes, but not as bad as Anthony Richardson.
Okay. Well, you can't be expecting
much.
Hey,
we're going to at least get 8 wins this year.
Oh, come, Larry, stop.
I'm telling you, they have a better roster than you think they do.
8 wins?
You don't ever really watch them. I don't know what Daniel's going to do out there, but I can tell you this, that less pressure, I think it's a pretty good offensive team. They're going to have a running game. They have a solid offensive line. Plus, they play in one of the weaker divisions, if that means anything.
Yes. Probably the weakest division.
Yeah, right now you could say that, yes.
Mm.
Yeah,
Larry. Hey, how's your summer been going?
Hey, it's going good. Hey, I can't wait till your guys' Boomer and Geo Live.
Yeah, we're not doing a live show this year. We're doing a kickoff to summer again, and that will be Eddie's last day with us before retiring. But yes.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you got to show up again to that back, you know, in May.
Oh, I definitely will.
Okay, and this time you got to make sure you got your blood sugar regulated so you don't puke on yourself and then have to drive home.
You ain't kidding.
All right, Larry, good talking to you, man.
Hey, good talking to you guys.
All right, see you, Larry.
Have a good day.
You too. There's Larry in Indiana checking in. Very jovial this morning, Larry. Good to hear that. Steve in Yonkers. Going on, Steve.
Hey, Boomer. Boomer and Geo, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Finally happy to talk to both of you. You guys have been off since Memorial Day. What's going on? Every time I put on the station, somebody's sitting on. It doesn't matter what time of the day. It's a different rotation over there.
Yeah, well
what's going on?
So everybody
over the whole show.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody takes their time off during the summertime because just traditionally, the ratings period in the summer is one that hasn't mattered as much, and we only get like 3 months out of the year anyway, and is not as much going on. So once you come back, we come back September 2nd, then we are here. That is it. So we pack everything into the summer, take our days off. Like next week will be another one, and then we're back. We're here every day. We are locked and loaded, and you won't be missing us at all. But, yeah, I mean, the summertime, I mean, this has been a tradition for forever. I mean, you know, Mike and Chris taking off. I mean, it's just that's what you do. The summertime's when you take off, and we're here the rest of the year, you know?
Yep.
What?
Nothing. I have nothing to add to that.
Oh, okay. Is it Usain Bolt?
No.
Your birthday shout out?
Nope.
It's not?
Nope.
Is it Alex Cooper, podcaster?
Nope.
Who's 30 today?
Nope.
Is it Wilt Chamberlain?
No.
It's not Wilt Chamberlain?
He's dead.
So what?
So yeah, I don't announce a birthday to somebody who's dead.
Huh. Let's see. Yeah, you don't. I mean, there's really.
Try to spread it out a lot.
Spread it out?
Yeah, you know, regionally, you know, you want to make sure that the folks in the Midwest and, you know, the Southwest and the far West, they all hear it. And, you know, and sometimes it touches their city. Sometimes it touches, you know, a different sport.
Yeah. I think I know it. I just see it right now on this list. Is he 71 today?
I think so.
I got it.
Okay.
You don't want me to spoil this?
No, I don't want you to spoil
it. I mean, this is not much of a spoiling situation. Like, I'm not, like, giving the end of, like, you know, Squid Games here.
For me, as a professional that delivers a professional product.
Yeah.
I think you're overstepping your bounds right now.
For the birthday shout-out for this guy?
Yes.
Come on.
For any guy, for that matter.
By the way, tomorrow, Dua Lipa's birthday. Why don't you do a birthday shout-out for her? It'd be your first non-sports birthday shout-out, huh?
Yeah, Sports Minute. Just remember that.
It's her 30th birthday, too. It's a big one. It's a milestone. Come on. First time ever. Break the mold. It'd be a hell of a lot more exciting than this one that I'm not allowed to talk about.
Sometimes the sports minutes can be, you know,
yes, a waste of time.
A little bit. Shut up, a little bit. You know, birthday
shout-outs. No offense to the guys that are giving them, but sometimes they are.
They make money for the company, you jackasses.
These things suck. No offense. But they suck. Don't take it personally.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
There you go.
I guess better late than never, Al.
Yeah, one day late, but hey. Make that caller happy. Why not? We've got Jerry back. He's got an update. And, yeah, we're going to hear from him now. What's going on, Jerry?
Oh, yeah. Brought to you by Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of MLB, Major League Baseball, trademark used with permission. You had the big pinch-hit home run from Giancarlo Stanton last night in the 10th inning. Yankees beat the Rays, but they weren't done there.
2-2 to Wells. Fairbanks steals. Pitch. On drive. Right field. That's way out of here. Home run, Austin Wells. 6-3 New York. Deep right field. Crushed.
All right, Dave Sims with the call here on the Fan. Yeah, crushed indeed. Made it 6-3. 6-4 would be the final.
He hit it out of the park.
He did. Yes, he did. Went over the that roof part.
Yeah, he didn't look like he swung that hard.
Well, it'd be a good exit velo. I don't know. they win. But Stanton really was the hero of this game because it was a pinch-hit home run after the Yankees had blew a lead. So our Thrival Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrival Infusion, is indeed Stanton, who was so excited to come through. This was on Yes.
It's big. It's big. It's huge, especially, you know, just sitting around being ready all game and for my name to be called and to go do something.
And then finished out in right field. He was our Thrival Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrival, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivalInfusion.com. David Bednar was the one that blew the save, and it would have been a nice night for Cam Schlittler in terms of getting a win. He was perfect through six. Did allow a single to Chandler Simpson starting the seventh, but you know, he doesn't factor in the decision. Instead, you get Williams that gets the save after he comes in after the home runs in that 10th inning. Now, you also had Jose Caballero, the former Ray, get ejected in this game as he was stealing second base and called out and then upheld by video. He hated the call.
I wasn't happy about the call. I was like, it's no way you can see the, that I came off the back in motion. I don't see that. Like, how can you see that in real time?
And what he's talking about is if you see the replay, he barely comes off, and yet the umpire kept his eyes on it, threw him out, upheld. He says he knows why he got tossed.
I was just frustrated because, like, it's just like a tenth of a second that I come off the bag. You can see on camera. There's no way you can see him in the play. That's all I said. And obviously, I said it multiple times, and he didn't like it.
And he got run. That having been said, the Yankees have won five in a row. They take on the Red Sox tonight. They lead Boston by two games for the top wild card in the American League. You got Luis Gil and Lucas Giolito making the starts in that game. As for the Mets, not good last night in Washington, specifically from your starting pitcher in Kodai Senga.
The 0-1. Swung on and hit sharply past the diving Alonso down the right field line and rolling to the corner. Cruz is coming in to score. Millis to second, not stopping there, on his way to third, sliding feet first with a triple, and it's 4-0 Washington.
And the Mets would get one back. That was Pat McCarthy on Mets Odyssey Radio. They would get one back with a home run from Brett Beatty, but then Josh Bell's home run made it 5-1. 5-4 would be the final. Mets unable to come all the way back and win this game as they had their little winning streak come to an end. We mentioned Senga. His line, not great. As he went five innings, gave up five runs, four earned, another catcher's interference. And this, I mean, it's unbelievable how this keeps happening. That said, Senga was not good. Here's Carlos Mendoza.
We've been asking him to compete in the strike zone, but then especially when he's ahead. Today he left pitches right on the middle and they made him pay. He was kind of like a worrying leadoff walk, catcher's interference, and then, you know, infield single. And he just, you know, they were all over on pitches in the strike zone for him.
I would say so. Mets now 67-59. They stay a game ahead of the Reds for the third wild card. Cincinnati lost in L.A. to the Angels 2-1. You got Sean Manaea, Mackenzie Gore this afternoon in the series finale at 4:05. Then it's off to Atlanta for New York. We heard we were talking about Shohei Ohtani last hour and the line drive off his leg. This was through a translator. They lost to the Rockies 8-3. Ohtani gives up five runs on nine hits.
So you realize, so think about that. The Mets lost to the Nationals and the Dodgers lost to the Rockies with Shohei Ohtani on the mound.
Correct. That is true. Well, the Rockies are hot. So here was Ohtani through a translator.
I got hit in the same spot. You know, hit by a pitch. And right now feels pretty good. I'm going to do everything in my ability to make sure that it doesn't affect me moving forward.
So we shall see. But last night he did wind up. He stayed in the game initially, but then did come out of the game. The Giants close out their preseason tonight. They are at home against the Patriots. We talked last hour about the Jets getting Harrison Ford Phillips. Harrison Phillips, of course, but Gallo called him Harrison Ford. And the Vikings from the Vikings and then Juwan Briggs from the Browns. Now, speaking of Cleveland, so Myles Garrett met the media yesterday. So he was given a speeding ticket earlier this month. He was stopped doing 100 in a 60-mile-an-hour zone. So, of course, the media wanted to talk to him about it. I hope you can hear the questions because they're kind of funny. He did not want to discuss any of this.
What is it like to be in that car and seeing that speedometer creep up toward 100?
I'd honestly rather talk about football on this team than anything I'm doing off field other than the back to school, you know, event that I did the other day.
But still, I mean, people want to know about that.
People want to know a lot of things.
And then there was a follow-up.
I'm sorry, but this is important. So you talk about being a leader. So what kind of a leadership does that show when you get pulled over by the cops?
Again, you're asking the same question, and I've answered it two different times. So I'm going to need you to ask a different question so I can focus on this team and not know this headline you're trying to get out of this question you're asking.
What is it like to see?
He handled it very well. I thought the questions were.
Hey, pretty pointed for sure. Yeah,
they were. But that the first, like what you were just about to say.
What is it like to see 100 miles an hour on the speedometer?
Like, what are you hoping he says there?
Oh, it's the greatest thing ever. It's a thrill, man. I can't wait to do it again and get pulled over again. Maybe without a seatbelt while I'm eating a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And texting on my phone.
Yeah, exactly.
I did like how he tried to slip in the charity event that he did.
Oh, yeah. I'm only here to talk about football and the back-to-school event that I did the other day. I'd like to ask me about that.
With the children.
For the children, yes.
The season does open officially on September 4th with the Cowboys and the Eagles. We know about what's going on in Dallas with Brian, with Micah Parsons and the contract, as he is not practicing, wants his new deal. So Brian Schottenheimer, their head coach, was asked yesterday if he's concerned about Parsons playing in that game.
We feel like Mike is going to be out there when we can line up against Philadelphia here in 15 days or whatever it is. And, you know, so no, the answer is, yeah, I feel good about that, yeah.
Without a contract extension?
I feel good that Mike is going to be out there against the Philadelphia Eagles.
And by the way, training camp coverage on WFAN is brought to you by Geico. Switch and save, get more with Geico. That's a tough spot to be in, having your star player who is very outspoken playing on an expiring contract like
that's,
that.
You want happy campers in a locker room. That's one of the reasons why the Jets extended Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson when they did. They knew that it's going to be a struggle this year, and they want their two best players to be happy financially, and they want them to be leaders in the locker room. This kid is a leader in the locker room. He's one of the best players at his position. He's probably worth somewhere north of $35 million per year. He's not going to get it this year if they don't extend him, and next year his, you know, according to, I guess, overthecap.com, next year his franchise tag would be about $26.5 million. So you are going to have a very unhappy Micah Parsons. So that, I would think that on the football field he would give maximum effort, but he's also probably going to be playing not to get hurt.
Great.
Which is, you don't want that either. Like, you want a guy to be all in all the time, you know, pedal to the metal, because that's the type of player he is, and that's what brings the best out in him. So if he doesn't get a contract extension, I just can't see him staying there. I could see somebody trading for him and giving him the contract he wants.
Well, of course, I don't know what's real on the internet and what's not, but I've seen a lot of reporters suggest that there have been trade inquiries and they've shot them all down.
I'm sure there have. The question is what are people willing to give up? Again, you're getting a star player, but you're going to have to pay him a lot of money. So you got to take that into account when you're thinking about what you're willing to give the Cowboys to get him.
And lastly, just to wrap this up, this was shot. We just played the clips from Myles Garrett and all the questions. Brian Schottenheimer was asked if he's frustrated with all the questions surrounding Parsons as we're getting closer and closer to the start of the regular season.
No, honestly. I mean, I know you guys have to ask the questions, and I respect that and understand that. I think my tone hasn't changed. My answer hasn't really changed. I'm focused on the field. I'm focused on the guys that are working, and the business side of it's going to take care of itself. And but no, I mean, I could answer those questions all day long.
Well, let's hope that that ends at some point soon. So we're a couple of weeks away from the start of the season.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. When I brought up yesterday that our buddy Jordan Davis was doing these Cracker Barrel commercials, I had no idea that Cracker Barrel was going to be like the social media topic of the day because of their rebranding. I really had no clue. I didn't know what was going on with this. I was just happy for Jordan that he got the endorsement and he did the commercial, and I brought it up and everything else. And he's in the city today, actually. He's doing something for Cracker Barrel, I think, and also his new album that is out. Yeah, he's here.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. You want to come in to talk with us about Cracker Barrel?
No, it's the same time type of thing, whatever. I said if he had time to call, maybe he calls, but I don't know. So, but then again.
But now all of a sudden it's wrought in controversy.
Which I can't totally understand. You know, so they changed the logo and they got rid of the old man and the barrel. And now it's just Cracker Barrel. And then I guess the inside of these restaurants now look different. It doesn't have like that old country store feel. They modernized it in some sort of way. And I guess because the new CEO is someone who you can tell politically leans one way.
Woke.
The other side is now saying that Cracker Barrel has gone from, you know, a great old school American brand to going woke. That's what the internet is saying. I don't see it. Like I said, I'm happy for Jordan. I was looking up the Cracker Barrels yesterday, trying to go to one, but this became a thing. It was just crazy. I mean, I just wanted to highlight the fact that he had this endorsement and was doing the commercial, and then all of a sudden, bang, here we go. And yeah. It was interesting, though, because I did say in that commercial, you know how, but this is just like every brand these days. Like, if you get like a group of people that are in a commercial, they make sure that like everybody is represented.
Yep.
So we mentioned, you know, how Jordan's sitting at a table at the Cracker Barrel, and then, you know, I couldn't find the word correctly, but Eddie goes, and it looked like he was, you know, the head of the United Nations because everybody was represented at the table. And then I'm thinking that kind of aligns with what people were complaining about as well. But I don't know. Whatever. It was one of these things that seemed to be outrage where there didn't need to be that much outrage. But I really, when bringing up the Jordan Davis Cracker Barrel commercial, I did not see the Cracker Barrel woke tsunami that was coming on X later today.
Well, it started because Donald Trump Jr. put something out about the CEO and her branding idea.
Yeah.
And kind of talking about that this particular brand, like Lando Lakes, when they changed their logo over the last 4 years.
Okay.
In this hyper-political world we live in these days, everybody's offended by something.
Mm.
And if it's somebody as significant as Donald Trump Jr. and he's going to put it out there, it's going to create hysteria on that side of the aisle.
Sure.
So that's the world that Jordan Davis right now is sitting in the middle. That
he's probably thinking, oh, my God. And he probably had no idea any of this was going to be a thing.
Maybe that's why they used him.
What do you mean?
They used him as a spokesperson to, like, you know, deflect away from some of this.
I don't think they knew this was coming.
Right.
You know, when they recorded that commercial, whenever it was, I don't think anybody knew that this was going to happen.
Well, it was because of the rebranding aspect of it and taking the old man in the barrel out of the logo, which had been around, I think, for, what, about 50 years, I think?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure it was a long time.
And people who support the MAGA movement and people who support, you know, Cracker Barrel basically are following the lead of Donald Trump Jr. here and getting crazed about it.
I'm just scrolling through his mentions right now on X.
Okay. But yeah. It's not his fault.
It's not his fault.
I mean, he's
ridiculous.
He is the epitome of a Cracker Barrel user or, you know, somebody who would attend Cracker Barrels since he was a kid.
He's got to be thinking, like, what are the odds? I get this great endorsement from this big company. I'm a Cracker Barrel guy. Nobody's got anything negative to say about Cracker Barrel. It's one of those places that anytime, I never heard anybody say, you know what, I don't like a Cracker Barrel. No one's ever said that. I wish there were more Cracker Barrels around. So he finally gets involved in a Cracker Barrel, and then all of a sudden, half the country hates him because he's involved in a Cracker Barrel commercial. He's saying, Jesus Christ. I mean, I've barely done any commercials in my life, and now I just went to this hornet's nest.
Yeah, there's got to be a reason financially why they are trying to modernize it, is what they're saying.
This one.
Oh, boy.
To Jordan. Wow, F you for taking the woke Cracker Barrel blood money.
Unfortunately, that's what he's dealing with. Yes.
The Cracker Barrel blood money? What is going on? This is so stupid. Anyway.
They act like they replaced the man in the Cracker Barrel with, like, a purple-haired woman of some
sort. Or one of the Vikings' new cheerleaders.
Don't get me started again. Oh, you just...
I mean, what? This is so... I mean, man, I hope he doesn't... There's no way he's getting affected by this. There's just no way. I mean, Learn the Hard Way, by the way, is his new album. It's really, really good. I listened to all of it yesterday.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Yes.
So just know that.
Yeah, this is there's a place called the Woke War Room, I guess. And the Woke War Room obviously attacked this whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody is just completely just diving into this on both sides.
It's silly is what this is. And so the fact that he's involved in it, to me,
saying the Cracker Barrel Instagram account has been inundated with unhappy customers who want the barrel and grandpa back on the logo.
Well, they still have the word cracker, so that should make them happy.
They want the old man in the barrel. That's what we're doing now. So pissed off that they got rid of the old man.
It also goes back to their CEO and some of her background and some of the things that she has done away from Cracker Barrel or while running Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, I mean, Al's right. It's like people are reacting like they changed the name of the restaurant to the Tranny Barrel. Right? I mean, what is going on?
Well, world we live in right now.
I guess. I just really
hope. World we have been living in.
I just really hope Jordan's not, doesn't get
anything. I mean, all he's doing is just telling everybody how great Cracker Barrel is, just like we talked about yesterday, right?
Yeah, which it is. I mean, I enjoy it. I have enjoyed it. Every time, you know, long road trip, you stop at a Cracker Barrel. It's just what you do.
I mean, and Jordan just is so easygoing. And
he's the best.
And he's so nice. And believe you me, he's a hardcore patriot American. We know that.
Guy duck hunts, he fishes, he plays golf, family man.
That's exactly why Cracker Barrel would hire him.
Great father, great husband, true American success story, played sports at LSU, you know? Chris in Monmouth County, what's going on, Chris?
Boomer, Gio, how are you guys on a rainy Thursday?
We're doing great, Chris, what's up?
Fantastic.
So listen... You know, it's funny. I live in Monmouth County, New Jersey, obviously, Chris from Monmouth, right? So the closest Cracker Barrel to me is in Hamilton, New Jersey. Like, it's basically Trenton, New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
So the capital of Jersey. It's about, you know, 15 minutes from my house. I actually grew up in Mercer County, whatever. I got to tell you, I don't care what they do. They rebrand and everything else. I don't even know who Jordan Davis was. You guys were talking. I'm like Googling, who's Jordan? Because, Gio, you just said Jordan. Jordan, I'm like, Michael Jordan's in town and he's branding the Cracker. Yeah. I'm like, all right. But you know what? For me, it's like, it was one of those places that you love that it was like a time capsule. Like, you walk in to the country store, you get some licorice, some root beer flavored something. You have like those baked cookie mixes and you kind of like think about regular life and it's easy and you get your chicken fried steak and it's a good day. So all props to Cracker Barrel and America and do well, but I like the old Cracker Barrel, and I know that has nothing to do with sports, which I always call that, but go Knicks, and you guys are great. Have a good day.
Well, thanks, Chris. I appreciate that. Tony in West Haven. What's going on, Tony?
Yeah, listen, we got one here in Milford, Connecticut, and they took away all the chairs in front, the big rocking chairs that you used to be able to go up and sit in before you went inside. They got rid of the country store. Now it's just like an overrated McDonald's.
Wow.
It's kind of crap.
And all right, so that's a part that we don't know about.
Yeah,
yeah, we were talking about Jordan Davis yesterday, we were just talking about him being the endorser for it and how funny it was.
Right.
I had no idea that they went to that degree, that they took out the country store, they took out the rocking chairs.
Yeah, they're taking everything down.
That pisses me
they're
off.
Taking everything down. They took the chairs away, so there's no more of those big rocking chairs in front. And you walk in now, and they used to have a big fireplace in the middle. That's being taken away. It's going to be like a McDonald's.
So it'd be like a glorified diner.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah,
and you used to have all the old country stuff hanging up on the walls, the old saws, the old hammers and stuff. It reminds you of like a country place, you know?
Yeah.
Now it's nothing. It's like we got up and we left. There was nobody inside, so he didn't want to stay. My godson, I went, look, my godson, he didn't want to stay, so we got up and we left. We went to someplace else, but you really felt funny being in there.
Well, interesting.
You know what's amazing is that WFAN, the leader in sports talk radio across the country, is discussing the Cracker Barrel situation right now.
Well, we've got a personal tie-in to it, you know?
Yeah,
And by the way, in that commercial that Jordan was in, he's in a rocking chair on the porch. So I still think they have those.
Yeah, I would think. Maybe just as the one that has made the change.
Yeah, he's got it. And they also had that little game with the golf tees, too, that they do.
They did,
That's
yes.
still there, too.
Maybe they how do you know? How do we know?
Because that's in the commercial as well.
Well, I think this is more about their CEO and who she is, what her background is, and how she's trying to change something that has been an institution to its customers for 47 years, I read.
Yeah, so I think that this is like the flavor of the day. Find something as a country to be pissed off about either later today or tomorrow, and that'll be the end of that. That's what I think.
Agreed.
Tell that to Bud Light.
Yeah, Bud Light is a little bit different than this. I mean, they got rid of rocking chairs. They didn't.
But I think they didn't
replace the rocking chairs with dildos on the porch.
But what I'm telling you is that they're linking the two. They're linking the two because of the CEO.
Yeah,
like you have this CEO that's coming in that's. Wants to freshen the place up, wants to do what she feels is appropriate to make money for her shareholders. And I'm not sure if the company's public or not, but for the business. And she feels like she's making a bold decision and she's changing a few things around. And if you are somebody who loves Cracker Barrel for all the reasons why these callers are calling in telling us about it, you're not going to be happy about it.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.